back when I was a kid growing up in Georgia back in the 60s and 70s, television was a lot different than it is now. There was more music, more quality music on TV, even in the movies and in the cartoons. You know, those old Bugs Bunny cartoons, the Merry Melodies, the Hanna-Barbera cartoons, they had great music, and a lot of it was jazz. So I was influenced by that and by TV shows like the Glen Campbell Good Time Hour. For those who don't know, Glen Campbell's a phenomenal guitar player. There was Hee Haw with Roy Clark and Buck Owens. Chet Atkins, I saw him a lot on TV when I was a little kid. Merle Travis. The thing that did it for me, well, two things. Seeing George Benson perform at the age of 12 and seeing B.B. King perform before that. So, yes, TV was very, it was very influential. The music on television at the time. Ron Carter, oh man, I've learned so much from being around him. I was listening to, you know, the two guitar players that I was checking out in the beginning, Wes Montgomery and George Benson. And then I have to throw Kenny Burrell in there too, because he was one of my main influences. He's one of my main influences also. And Ron played on a lot of those records, and I was obviously focusing on the guitar players. But there was something about Ron's personality that he just, you know, he had such a presence on those records. So, and Ray Brown had that same kind of thing. You know, he had that same kind of thing. Certain guys, their presence and personalities are so strong until everything eventually starts to revolve around what they're doing. And that's the way it was when I heard Ron Carter on those records. I was like, wow, this guy has got some personality. I hope I get to play with him one of these days. He's this beautiful, tall, brown-skinned man, handsome guy, but he's like a school principal, very stoic, tall, erect, stoic, but he has a great sense of humor, dry sense of humor. So I said, Mr. Carter, you are one of my heroes. I've been loving you for a long time, and you're on my list of people to play with. And without missing a beat, he looked at me and said, well, give me a call sometime and get me off your list. Just like that. And we've been friends ever since. Learn your craft. There are no shortcuts. I mean, if you really want to learn this music, or learn any kind of music, there are no shortcuts. You've got to put in the time. Study the players, and especially with this kind of music, you have to study the players who came before you. But at the same time, once you've done that, then you be yourself. You can only be yourself anyway. I think everybody has a voice. Everybody doesn't always have the confidence to speak with that voice. So, you know, once you learn all of this stuff, then, you know, don't be afraid of you. Don't be afraid to accept who you are, because that's what it's about. And I think everybody, you can take the most derivative sounding player, but if you listen to them closely, you'll hear some things that are unique and personal to that musician. And then, you know, you'll get to a point where, like myself, I'll use myself as an example. There was a period when I felt that I needed to play things a certain way because, you know, you when you're young, you're seeking validation and you want people to like you. But after a while, I had to ask myself, I said, well, dang, what am I going to do if I ever end up on stage with George Benson or Kenny Burrell or if Wes Montgomery came down? I can't be playing like these people. I got to play like me. And I had to accept the fact that no matter how great they are or how much I love them, when it comes to being me, there's nobody better. I'm the best Russell Malone there is. And, you know, Susan, it comes down to, it's kind of like accepting the reality that your parents aren't perfect. You know, you love them, but you don't have to make the same choices that they made. You don't have to agree with everything that they do. And I think once you do that, then I think that's a very healthy step towards you developing yourself and you coming into your own.